that was weird. Yeah, we
still. Oh no, Luca is hurt.
Oh no. I don't have ESPN up. Did he have to come out of the game or?
Yeah, he's back in the locker room. Oh, looks like no, a calf or something.
Oh boy. Man, I thought that sucks. That's like, isn't that the third year? Well, second year in a row for sure, he'd be carrying an injury in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. And pointless too. They're crushing the Spurs and the Warriors are winning. So it's like, what's he even doing playing?
Yeah. Yeah. And man, I thought too that they were like a. My ranking of teams I thought could have won the West were going to be. Obviously, Suns would have been number one easily.
Yes.
Number two, I really like the Grizzlies. Some of the metrics there are boding well for them, I think. And I would have said the. I know you're not going to like this because you're a Warriors guy. I would have said the Mavs over the.
Oh, no. The Warriors have no chance, I don't think, unless there's some sort of miraculous Steph comeback. You know, like he has to come back and be at least 90% himself for them to have any chance.
Yeah. I think he has to play better than he's played for a lot of the season, to be honest. Yeah. Anyway, because yeah, I don't think he's had that good of a Steph season. I think he's been decent.
They can beat the Jazz, but they're not going to beat Phoenix or Memphis, I don't think.
No. But I was like, with Dallas, you can always have the best player.
Mm-hmm.
With Luka. And we saw last year, I think in hindsight, the Suns might have been better than the Bucks. Now looking back over this year and last year, it's like, oh, the Suns might actually have been the better. Well, they had a better record last year too, actually. So they were better than the Bucks, but they probably should have won that finals, but Giannis was the best player. So it's like, you could see this a similar thing with the Mavs where it's like, well, the Mavs aren't as good as the Suns, but they can play defense and they have the best player. And it's like, sometimes that's enough. I was really kind of high on him, but yeah, if he's going to carry any sort of injury, they're toast. Unless you think Dinwiddie is going to win a whole bunch of like Bitcoin.
I was going to say so he's been huge for them since they got him at the deadline there. Like,
yeah, I can't believe how good he's been. I thought he was
so good.
I guess people just didn't like him in Washington, his teammates or something. But maybe it's hooking up with Cuban and they can talk about NFTs and crypto all the time. And he's just mentally, he's just so focused and locked in because he's like, it's like revitalizing to his soul to talk about it. I don't know, but I kind of thought, yeah, it was like maybe his best years were behind him. And he's played really well for them. I have to give him a lot of credit. I didn't think he had it in him anymore.
Mm-hmm.